On the south side of Carrillo Street, between Anacapa and State Streets, three buildings epitomize the post-earthquake transformation of Santa Barbara from an ordinary, nondescript American city into a unique and special place. The El Castillo building at 20 East Carrillo was built in 1926 after the earthquake by E.J. Peterson, a great supporter of the movement to dignify Santa Barbara with Spanish architecture. The building's northern Spanish style, with a round corner, recessed windows, and balcony, has weathered well. The first tenant here was the Southern California Edison Company, which not only provided money and equipment for earthquake relief, but also enthusiastically supported the move toward replicating a city in Spain. In particular, the firm approved of the idea of removing poles and wires and placing utilities underground, giving the downtown an open look that made the new architecture stand out even more. The massive building at 16 East Carrillo is the Masonic Temple, built in 1923-24. Though built before the earthquake, the building's great arched windows, balcony, and intricate details place it in the Spanish tradition. At 12 through 14 East Carrillo is what several generations of Santa Barbarans call the Hunt Building, after the mercantile family that once occupied it. And across the paseo, at 10 East Carrillo, stands the Gidney Building, named after the prominent business family that maintained it for years. Both buildings were badly damaged in the earthquake, and when it came to rebuilding them, the owners embraced the new movement and produced fine examples of the Spanish style through their architects, Edwards and Plunkett in the case of Gidney, and the Associated Architects of Santa Barbara for Hunt. Note the medallion of St. Barbara over the entrance of the Hunt Building, which was originally constructed for the Chamber of Commerce.